This is Tom Waring. We continue today with our study of things you should treasure. And in two previous lessons, I have pointed out that you should treasure your life, you should treasure your time, and you should treasure your family, that is, your own mother and father. And now today I continue with a plea that each of us should treasure his own family from the standpoint of husband or wife. And I want to read to you a very important passage found in the fifth chapter of the book of Ephesians. You know, other than our relationship with our blessed Lord Jesus Christ, there is no relationship that is so tender, so important, and so lasting as the relationship between husband and wife. Read with me now in Ephesians chapter 5, beginning with verse 22. Wives, be in subjection unto your own husbands as unto the Lord. For the husband is the head of the wife, as Christ also is the head of the church, being himself the Savior of the body. But as the church is subject to Christ, so let the wives also be to their husbands in everything. Husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church, and gave himself up for it, that he might sanctify it, having cleansed it by the washing of water with the word, that he might present the church to himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that it should be holy and without blemish. Even so ought husbands also to love their own wives as their own bodies. He that loveth his own wife loveth himself. For no man ever hated his own flesh, but nourisheth and cherisheth it, even as Christ also the church, because we are members of his body. For this cause shall a man leave his father and mother, and shall cleave to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh. This mystery is great, but I speak in regard of Christ and of the church. Nevertheless, do ye also severally love each one his own wife, even as himself, and let the wife see that she fear her husband. God intends that the relationship of husband and wife should be for life. He intends that husband and wife each should keep themselves to the other, joining themselves to no other so long as they both shall live. It is God's intention that a man should not put away the wife of his youth and be joined to another, as the prophet Malachi made clear in the Old Testament. And in Matthew chapter 19, Jesus made clear that the single ground upon which a person could put away his wife and marry another, so long as that wife is living, is the ground of fornication. In other words, if his wife is unfaithful to him, then he has the right to put her away and to marry another. But if they simply do not get along, if they simply are incompatible in some way, as we often hear it, then they do not have the right to do that. The Bible teaches that we ought to treasure our families. We ought to treasure husband and wife. And I want to read a passage from 1 Corinthians chapter 13 that really gives the answer as to how to have a truly happy marriage. The Bible indicates that love is the really great thing in every phase of life. Paul said in 1 Corinthians chapter 13, beginning with verse 4, love suffereth long and is kind. Love envieth not. Love vaunteth not itself, is not puffed up, doth not behave itself unseemly, seeketh not its own, is not provoked, taketh not account of evil, rejoiceth not in unrighteousness, but rejoiceth with the truth, beareth all things, believeth all things, hopeth all things, endureth all things. If every husband and every wife would simply apply to their lives in the home these principles of love, then their marriage would truly be happiness. Selfishness and a lack of love is at the bottom root of every marriage problem. Be with us next time as we continue this vital study.